It's Sheridan TV time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. I am joined by Sheridan Mentoring's very own Mr. Dan Sheridan, who's going to be chatting with you guys a little bit today about income trades with VIX at 10.
Ish.
I don't know if it's still 10, but it was this morning when we put it. It was this morning when we put the topic together. So there you have it. If you have any questions for Dan as he's working through the content, just go ahead and plug it into the chat box located directly under the video box there. You can log in with the social media preference of choice, or just click on guest, throw in a name, and throw in your questions. Mr. Sheridan.
Thank you, Jenny. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And as you look at the market with the SPX at 2389, about 11 points off the all-time high in the history of our country, and VIX at VIX at 10.64. And if you look here on a four-year price chart of VIX, and if I draw around, you know, this lower level here, you know, we are at uncharted territories. Can we go lower? Of course.
I love it.
If I'm in the basement, can we go lower? Yeah, there can be a hole in the pavement and we can go lower and go to the middle of the earth.
That's
yes,
right.
But we are pretty stinking low.
Yeah.
And so what would maybe be something that could take advantage, maybe if we get a little pop in the volatility over the next couple months, doesn't mean, you know, it sure looks like SPX wants to test. It's a 2389 test at 2400 level, which we've been at. But I'm just thinking here of maybe more of a speculative play, maybe a debit spread in the puts or something that could benefit if the volatility goes up, which means the market will have to go down. Usually that's how it works, my friend. All right, so let's see. You know, something I was just looking at, I don't normally talk about these types of things, but maybe a, let's see, if I go to SP, Y, okay, usually look at SPX, but SPY, I go to the analyze tab.
You're just mixing up a little bit today, aren't you?
Analyze is the cousin of analyze.
Back to the analyze tab.
Yeah, analyze tab. And if I look at maybe a put debit spread here. Let's take a look here. So SPY, let me go out maybe to the... I'm looking for a little bit of duration. Doesn't look like the market wants to go down today or tomorrow, but sometime over the next 60 days or so. So I'm looking at maybe the... July 21 expiration, that would be far out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or the June 16. Let me just try a couple things I'm looking at, and my head is spinning with either a put, just a simple put debit spread, or an out of the money put put butterfly. You know what? I'm gonna go back to SPX.
Ooh.
I'm switching as I do this. So I'm looking at maybe June 16 expiration, 49 days out, plenty of time out. June 16 expiration, 49 days out. I just want to look at, I'm just looking for a little cheap shot for the downside.
Yeah.
Speculative, not income, just taking a spec, cheap shot. And let me just, let me look at this, folks. I may put one on just to see what's possible pricing. 23:30, 23:40. I'll tell you what my thoughts are. So, what I like about SPX is you think about it, it's a $2,300 vehicle. And if you buy a put, they're going to be expensive unless you go way out of the money. But if I could do a butterfly, in other words, put a speculative bet on that doesn't cost a lot. Everybody has an opinion, right? John, my nephew here, and my son Michael, they like to mess around in the silver. They like silver. So they know what the price of it is. But every day, if I said, what's your opinion on it? They're Americans. They'll have an opinion on anything. Agree?
Of course.
Yeah. And what do you think of silver? You think it's going up or down?
I mean, it can only go up, right?
What price is silver at?
Probably like 17 and a half today.
Yeah. And Johnny's and my son, they've been buying silver for years. So what's been the range of silver over the last 3 years?
Oh, that doesn't count. Doesn't count because we hit our high. We hit almost $50, which is.
Did it hit 50?
Almost, yeah. It was like 49 and some change. It was awesome.
How low did it get?
Well, I mean, it's been as low as. What did you say, Mike? 13? 10 even?
Wow.
Yeah.
In the so last... this is in the lower range now, kind of. Would you be a buyer here?
Always.
We are always a buyer.
I'm always
you're
a buyer.
You're the wrong person to ask. All
right. I'm always a buyer.
So here's just, you know, and obviously everybody can say, yeah, the market should back off at some point. It should go down. But, you know, to put real money on the line, you know, how many bets can you make and you lose all your, you know.
Well, right, right.
So let's look at a cheap shot. Right? So I'm just throwing you just a little cheap little, if I wanted to play something that isn't going to cost a lot. But let's just give you an example of something. Let me just make sure. So here's an example. $2,330. One second. I'm just playing around with the strikes here, folks. Bear with me. And bear with me.
Bearing.
I'll explain. I'm just working the strikes a little bit. All right. So here's the trade. I'm just talking cheap spec shots. If you want to take a cheap spec shot, because everybody's got an opinion. I'm sure if I ask the viewers here, you know, how many people think, you know, we could go lower over the next month or two? Anybody here?
Of course. Hands are going to go up.
Hands are going to go
up. How many think you're going to go up? Guess what? Hands are going to go up.
Yeah.
Of course.
So here's a cheap little butterfly. I'm buying one 23. So SPX is at... SPX is at 2389, 11 points off the all-time highs. So SPX is right here, 2389. I'm just going way out of the money, selling a 2335 put. There's many ways to do this. I'm just throwing one example up. 2345 put. I'm buying the 2355 puts against it. And on the downside, I'm buying the 2335 puts. So it's just a little cheap shot. This is your expiration graph. This is where the underlying is now. And so if we go down over time, this is the graph of the position today. Over time, this will go up, right? So if we go down, and I'm going to show you what this graph looks like as we go through time. You don't need it to go to exactly to your short strike. You just need it to go down some. But the point is, this is like 30 to 40 cent debit for this trade where the short strike is only 44 points out of the money. And we're looking at June 16, which June 16 is 49 days. So you got some time here. And what I want you to see is, if I look at this, that we pay 40 cents, if we look at this trade, let's say, what did we say? We said it's a, whoops, I just missed it. We said this is a, June 16. We said this is a 49-day trade. So if I look at this 49-day trade and I say, what will this trade kind of look like in it's a 49-day trade, let's say in 14 days. So in 14 days, what might this look like? You know, it might look like this, right? This is the expiration graph. This is where the price is right now, $23.89. It might look around. This is what the graph might look like. So what does that mean in English? It just means, again, for an investment of, let's say, $35 for every 1x2x1, you might make $20, you know, so you're looking to make about 50% on this, but you see it's good possibilities of that. I'm going to go just see where it's trading at. Again, these are just, all it is said, Dan, what are you doing? I have an opinion on everything. John says silver is going up. Maybe I think it's going down. How much am I willing to put on that bet?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
That's it. So let's say trading at 35 cents. Let me just go see where this is trading at. Create duplicate trade. 30 cents to start with. And I'll just, first I want to find a good price that might do a little more. So 30 cents, I'm not getting any bite. 35 cents, I got filled.
Yeah.
So I just put a speculative play, just very short though. I paid $35 on a 1x2, on a 1x2x1, right?
And the target profit is?
And I'm looking to make, again, I'm looking to, because commissions are going to tie into this.
Yep.
So if I do it 1x2, you know, I'd do it bigger than 1x2x1, but if I do it, I'm looking to make about 50%, right? So if I did it, you know, if I did it, let's go through this. If I did it 10 times,
yeah,
10 by 20 by 10, and I just paid 35, I'm sure that's where I could get it. So if I did it 10 times, I pay 35, 10 times 35
350.
Is 350. Okay. And so I'm looking to make about 50%. 50% of 35, 35 is an odd number.
17 right? and a half.
Let's call it 17, right?
Sure.
Right? So I'm making $17. I want to make $17. So if I pay 35, I might have an order in to sell it at, if I pay 35 debit, I have an order in to sell it at 52 cent credit, right? How did I get that? 35 plus 17 is 52 credit. Now, so if I do a 10 by 20 by 10 and I pay 35, my initial investment is $350. So if I make $17 per butterfly, 17 times 10 is what?
170.
So I make $170. And again, this is only 10 by 20 by 10 and an investment of 350.
Yeah.
Now, if I take out commit, so $170 and 350 would be about 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take out commissions. I do 10 by 20 by 10 and we pay about a buck a contract, no ticket charge.
Yeah.
So a buck a contract, if I do 10 by 20 by 10, that's 40 contracts in, 40 contracts out, that's
bucks.
$80.
Mm-hmm.
So then I made 170.
90 bucks.
Less my $80. So I made $90. I'll make $90. 90 divided by my investment of 350, right, would be about 25% yield, correct? After commissions. In other words, the investment is $350.
Mm-hmm.
I make $170.
Yep.
I take out $80 in commission, right? So my profit was $170 out of that $80 in commission. So my net profit after commissions is $90. $90 divided by my capital expenditure of $350 gives us about 25-27% return.
26. Yeah.
Yeah. I could do this 500 times.
Sure. Or
whatever the number is.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, it's a cheap little shot.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not buying a put for $15.
Right.
Right? And I would have an order in, again, if I bought it for a 35-cent debit, I'd have a good till cancel order in to sell it for 52-cent credit to get out of it. Right? And obviously, when you do these, I couldn't just make 10% because it's too little of a number.
Right.
You know, 10% of 35 would be 3, right? I pay 35, sell it at 38, and take out commissions. No. So when you do these cheap little butterflies, you got to get 50%.
Yeah.
Right? But anyways, it's just speculative, you know, cheap speculative shots in expensive indexes or expensive stocks, right? And anybody can participate, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? You don't need to have $42,000 to participate. $35, you know, that's a couple lattes and a, you know, maybe a pastry at Starbucks. Right?
One unicorn frappuccino right there. Yeah,
one unicorn frappuccino. Is that something new over there? You like those?
I don't drink coffee. I don't know.
Anyways, that's something to think about. Again, I'm not a big speculative trader, more of an income trader.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, a little cheap shot like that just to participate and Absolutely. Say, you know, I participated.
I got a question from participant Guest 78 wanting to know.
Guest 78 is a very proper person.
That's exactly right. With VIX at 10, isn't this a good time to establish some forms of campaign calendars? And if not, why not?
Well, campaign calendar is just means, you know, I'm selling a call maybe 30 days out and maybe at the money or slightly out of the money, and I'm buying a call against it further out. It could be 3 months out, 6 months out, 9 months out. And the thinking is the option volatilities are cheap and time premiums are cheap, so I'd want to go further out by that cheap time premium.
Yeah.
So from a volatility or time premium point of view, campaign calendar makes sense. But again, there's another part of the equation, price movement. Price movement goes against us. So it is good from the volatility aspect. From a price aspect, I think it'll be a little more challenging because I don't think the price is going to stay here the next 2 months. So from a volatility point of view, it is pretty good.
Any thoughts on back spreads with calls?
Back spreads with calls. Yeah, I think that's another thing that I've talked about in the past. Any long Vegas strategy, I think, is good in a small enough capital. A back spread in the calls for a credit for the downside is good. And it's good if you know what you're, know how you're putting it on and how you're managing it.
Got to have a plan.
But yeah, I think there's opportunities here, you know, in even in the income trades that we're doing, we're tweaking the income trades a little bit because of the high price levels and the low volatility. Not that we know which way the market's going, but, you know, I'd want more room on the downside before I needed to adjust versus the upside. But I'm starting out pretty delta neutral. So anyway, just some thoughts as everybody's thinking about is the VIX is low. But for the most part, you know, most people in our community have been doing well the last couple months because it's, you know, we've been in a 60-point, 70-point range in the SPX the last 2.5 months almost.
Yep.
You know, as long as you're not directional or, you know, I mean, the people who've had a little more challenge the last 2 months are people who have been selling the market and just, you know, kind of fading contrarian with the market, betting that it's going down. And I just think, you know, you trade what's there, right? When it goes down, we'll go down with it.
Yeah,
when it goes up, we go up. But it's like, it's tough to go in there and fade the market all the time. Anyways, well, thanks everybody. Jenny, if you want to.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it. Dan did a free webinar yesterday. with our senior mentor here, who I'm sure you guys have heard of, Mr. Mark Fenton. And I'd like to, if for some reason you didn't catch that, just go ahead and click over to the home tab here. And on the homepage, there's a nice big banner for the All Put Flat Fly. You can click right here, learn a little bit more about this class, and even watch yesterday's free preview. I think about a half hour webinar the guys did together. The class starts the 10th. It's going to be the 10th, 12th, 17th, and 19th. About an hour each class. This is another 2-week course for us. So you can learn a little bit more about it here. It's only $197. Definitely check it out. And of course, any questions you have, you can always email us info@sharedmentoring.com or give us a shout here, 800-288-9341. I like to talk. Well, thanks, folks. We're always always sad to see the week come to an end, but that's okay, because next week we'll be back with another riveting installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks, everybody.